If you've looked at the comment sections of any video recently, then you're probably aware of this person. Ashley makes comments on every single post of top social media accounts like ESPN, Barstool Sports, Lad Bible, and many others. Seriously, every single one. But is she a real person? Let's find out.
Playing the Misfit Heroes podcast.
Misfits, let's do a deep dive into who or what Ashley actually is. If you're new to my content, I focus a lot on AI and large language models and their practical usage. But this one took me a little bit by surprise, because there's this mixed sense of reality with this particular spam format and how it's being used and engaging with various types of content online. If you've ever posted on Instagram and used the location feature, I can almost guarantee you've seen how this bot family was started. By adding a location where the post is, let's say Chicago, Illinois, literally within seconds of that geotag being placed on my post, I'll have comments on my post with something along the lines of, hey, can I share this? Or an offer usually indicating that they can quote-unquote organically increase the viewership of the post. Now, these comments, they're usually accompanied by a direct message or three by the same account offering increased visibility. So, aside from being obvious spam, how are these accounts so prevalent and repetitive? I mean, it's literally every post that I post. Well, spammers are running rampant among social media sites, and they're not only creating problems for content creators, but they're also becoming a major nuisance for social media sites themselves. Since likes and follows have become the new sort of pseudo-currency that is determining how successful or popular a creator is, falsely obtaining that credibility is a major problem for content creators, especially when there is real-world money being awarded in the likes of brand deals, sponsorships, and royalties attached to sounds and music and videos. So why does this matter? Well, let's use this Instagram example I was talking about before. Everyone has known for some time that you can pay for likes, comments, and subscribers online. It's fairly easy to do, and the cost is surprisingly minimal. I've seen sites where you can get 1 million views to any social media site for under $100. It kind of makes those multi-million view YouTube videos from a while back seem kind of sus, right? Now, I'm not going to call anyone out. Most people can discern and distinguish when someone has paid for fake engagement. It's clearly a violation of just about every social media and video site's terms of service. But if you can't, here's some tells. If you see an account with hundreds of thousands of views and only a couple hundred followers and likes, red flag. The young people call this getting ratioed. Only see someone's content about specific products or services getting high numbers of views? How about seeing tons of comments, but all the comments are emojis?
Anthony, more like, and phony.
Now, this doesn't mean that every account that has these specific trends is paying for engagement. Having done a deep dive on the topic, it's surprising to me how many accounts have that one video to pop off and go viral, and then get tons of followers, only to see single-digit view counts later on in the show. So, what does this actually mean for social media companies? Well, it's fairly evident that, in my opinion, much of social media is fake. Or at the very least, inflated. If anyone with a wallet can pay for attention and get brands to pay them to create content so that they can continue this endless cycle of mediocrity, when do the social media sites become less and less appealing for their users? It's almost like there's an algorithm designed specifically to keep certain ideas relevant and flooding you with them in a concerted effort to manipulate your thought patterns and sway public opinion.
Smoke.
What's that, Lassie?
Are you smoking yet?
But I got off topic. We're focusing too much on creators. Where does that Ashley bot come in? Well, first, let's look at the psychology of why this bot is working. Let's take a look at the account itself. Ashley Ivy is the type of account, and they usually use the same couple pictures as their content. I've blurred some of them out to keep this episode family-friendly. You're welcome. From a male perspective, why do you think this account is as prevalent as it is? Ladies, no cheating. It's a simple formula as old as time itself. Scantily clad woman plus a large number of followers that supposedly are interested and a link to a suspicious looking content site as the only bio. Well, that equals a scam targeting lonely people to either view paywalled content, enter into an online romance scam, or other potential internet caveat spam threats. But here's the kicker. Ashley isn't even a real person. Heck, she's not even a real user. The accounts all use the same image, and it's from this woman, whose likeness appears in more images randomly on social media than her actual account. Her name is Alina Lando, and she is a swimsuit model with more than 1.1 million followers on Instagram. I wonder what she thinks of this engagement using her likeness. Well, I reached out and I received no response yet, but Alina, I'd love to speak with you regarding how this online activity is using your persona. It really brings a new question about how the usage of AI is using real-world likenesses to a new wave of online personalities. I recently did a video about how deepfakes are created, and if they can do it with presidential candidates and celebrities, it's only a matter of time before they can do it with anyone with an online profile. So, how is it that everyone knows her as Ashley Bot? Well, because the accounts are using AI to make custom comments based on the caption of whatever video it's watching, it really makes it hard for social media companies to sort through the millions of comments and determine whether the comments are fake and irrelevant to the post. This actually is very difficult for social media platforms to detect as a whole, as there's safety in numbers. For every one account that is detected, flagged, and removed, these bot profiles create three more accounts and attach them to large profile accounts, where they know that they're going to get a large number of eyes on their particular comments. For example, let's look at ESPN's most recent videos for today. The first video is 13 minutes old, and it already has 23,000 views. And here's Ashley with a comment with 593 likes. After just 13 minutes. Notice her comment is on literally every single video. Every time someone clicks on that Ashley Bot profile, it increases the discoverability of that account, which gets their comments ranking higher and higher and higher for the bot account to reach more users. And this isn't just a simple bot problem. The fact that there are custom comments per video means that there's a live person monitoring these large account profiles and checking each individual video that is uploaded to create and post a custom comment for that video. So, there's got to be a payout worth it enough to devise this scheme and justify the amount of time it would take to generate this much effort. And that's where we go back into the industry of buying likes, comments, and false engagement. All this media manipulation is big business. With the rise of SMM, or social media marketing panels, false engagement is rising from a $17.2 billion industry in 2022 to a projected $51.7 billion industry by 2027. So the money is there, even if you can't see the forest for the trees, so to speak. So, what does this mean for you? Well, if you're a content creator, you need to realize that you are fighting a both literal and figurative robot war. Think of it like Skynet. Yes, I actually mean that statement. In the age of social media relevancy, where how well you are received by the public correlates very closely to how much the public and these social media outlets give you a platform, technically this is a new age sort of Cold War. It seems as if the Terminator films from the 80s were less science fiction than we had thought. Okay, maybe there's not a mechanized army with laser weapons ready for humanity's demise. Yet. But the scenario is becoming more and more real with every new iteration of artificial intelligence trying to replicate human interaction in psychology. So, that's the issue with content creators, but what about if you're just a viewer? Well, you need to recognize that not all is as it seems in the world of social media. To put it bluntly, in my opinion, most of social media is fake. And unfortunately, a growing majority of interactions amongst users are not even real interactions with actual humans. I mean, Elon Musk bought Twitter, I refuse to call it X, April 14th, 2022. That's 2 years ago. And at that time, his independent study of the platform determined that 23% of its monetizable daily users were fake, up from a previous 5% that the previous ownership of Twitter had confirmed themselves. So, as a viewer of online content, I think the most important thing that you can do to justify the integrity of a content creator is research the people that you're watching. What motivation does this person have to make this post or video? What are the ads being played when I'm watching this video?
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Just know, there's an incentive for every single piece of content that you consume. And that's my TED Talk. Misfits, what do you think? Have you ever interacted with someone that you think was a fake user? Or are you a fake user and you want to comment on this video below? Either way, do me a favor and digitally enhance that like and subscribe button. But only if you're a real person, of course. That would be a violation of the terms and service. Thanks for watching, and if you were overly impressed in any fashion by this video or podcast, do me a favor and leave me a rating or review of the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or comment where you came from down below. Every little bit helps. Misfits, thank you so much again for watching, and as always, if you do nothing else in this wild digital frontier today, do this. Be kind, love one another, and be a hero.